a 9-month creator community case study and key lessons. Drawing on roughly 87,000 messages accumulated while design creator Icky ran a community for about 9 months. This article outlines its growth stages, the problem of dependence on the operator, the role of core members, and the conditions for self-organized groups. The key lesson from the case is that relationships among members and repeat participation matter more than the number of people who join. Follower count indicates the reach of content, but it does not directly prove the depth of relationships within a community or members' willingness to participate. A community in which the operator starts most conversations may appear active, but it can easily stagnate if the operator stops participating. In this case, the three most active core members played an important role in welcoming new members, generating questions, and sustaining conversations. A modest onboarding process and clear participation criteria can be more useful than simply increasing headcount when seeking members with a strong willingness to participate. When a community begins organizing its own study groups and gatherings, it can be seen as a sign that it is evolving from an operator-centered channel into a member-centered network. Even as content views and follower counts grow, the relationship between creators and users does not necessarily deepen. The 9-month operating case of Icky, a solo creator who shares design records, shows what should be measured and changed when converting content viewers into members who interact repeatedly. The figures for people, messages, and conversions in this article are case data compiled from records disclosed by the operator. They are not independently verified experimental results or standards that apply equally to every community. Background of the case and reasons for starting the community. Icky is a solo creator who produces design-related content on Instagram and YouTube and has used vibe coding to build TalkSignal, a website that analyzes signals in KakaoTalk conversations, and Monkey, an app for saving sentences. When the community was launched, the Instagram follower count was described as approximately 14,000-15,000. Even as the number of followers increased, only some people left DMs and comments. This experience revealed two issues: the difference between reach and relationships. A follow or view signals exposure to content, but it does not indicate an ongoing conversation or collaborative relationship. Platform dependence. If algorithms, exposure policies, or account status change, the reach accumulated on a specific platform may be affected. A more direct motivation for creating the community was the isolation of developing ideas alone, publishing them, and then waiting for a response. The goal was not simply to increase subscriber numbers on another channel, but to share the growth process with people who had similar interests. Key data from the 9-month operating case. Item details reported in the case points to consider when interpreting community operating period. Approximately 9 months, exact start and end dates were not provided. Cumulative messages, approximately 87,000 message count, does not directly indicate. Conversation quality or participant diversity. Participants in the first week, approximately 10, primarily previous challenge participants and acquaintances. Mid-stage size, approximately 50 size, reached after continued content-based promotion short-term. Influx approximately 30 over 2 days increased, from 50 to approximately 80, after a specific Reels post. Estimated conversion rate approximately 0.21%, a simple calculation dividing 30 by 14,000 followers, not a conversion rate based on exposed users. Core active members, top 3, observed to play a major role in welcoming new members and facilitating conversations. The 0.21% figure is a case-specific calculation that uses the total follower count as the denominator. To assess actual conversion performance, the number of people exposed to the post, those who clicked the link, those who completed an application, and those who remained after a certain period must each be measured. How followers and community members differ. Followers primarily discover and consume content. By contrast, becoming a community member requires turning interest into action. A typical participation journey is as follows. Discover the content. Become interested in the topic or creator. Open the profile or information link. Review the community's purpose and conditions. Join or complete an application. Take a first action, such as introducing oneself, asking a question, or answering. Return and build relationships with other members. Because people drop off at every stage, growth in followers and growth in community membership may not be proportional. In particular, people who joined but took no first action must be distinguished from those who participate repeatedly. Category: follower-centered channel, relationship-centered community, primary actions, viewing, liking, sharing, asking questions, answering, collaborating, creating gatherings, relationship structure, creator to many, member to member, representative, metrics, reach, views, follower growth, active, participants, return visits, responses, member-led activities, value producers, primarily the creator, both the operator and members, primary risks, dependence on platforms and algorithms, dependence on the operator, conflict, core member burnout, growth and stagnation, during the first 6 months, 1-3, activation stage initially, new signups, introductions, questions and answers increased. The anticipation and desire to explore a new space can be interpreted as having facilitated conversation. Early interactions also developed as existing members actively answered questions from new members. 4-6, declining novelty and repetition over time, the influx of new members slowed and conversation topics became repetitive. Some members only read messages, and the overall number of messages also declined. This does not necessarily indicate failure, but it is a signal to review the following items. Time required for a new member to take a first action, reparticipation rates 7, 30, and 90 days after joining, proportion of conversations among members that exclude the operator, time from posting a question to receiving the first answer, whether only the same small group is speaking, whether the community's purpose aligns with its current conversation topics, members who only read may still gain information or participate later. So inactivity should not immediately be judged as having no value. Uneven participation is common in online communities, and the so-called 90-9-1 rule is not an exact law, but closer to an empirical heuristic describing this tendency. Structural problems created by operator-centered conversations, early conversations, generally followed this sequence. Operators question, right arrow members answer, right arrow operator introduces a new topic, right arrow operator's follow-up response. The community may appear active based on message count alone. But in this structure, the conversation also stops when the operator stops. The operator in this case assessed it as being closer to a one-person show than a community. To assess dependence on the operator, the following ratios are more useful than the total number of messages. Operator message share. Number of operator messages divided by total number of messages, member-to-member response ratio. Number of answers exchanged among members without operator involvement divided by total number of answers, member-initiated conversation ratio. Number of conversation threads initiated by members divided by total number of conversation threads, unanswered question ratio. Number of questions that received no answer divided by total number of questions. The right direction is not for the operator to disappear, but to change roles. Rather than initiating every conversation, the operator should become more like a rule designer, connector, conflict mediator, and guide who helps new members adapt initially. How core members kept the community moving. An analysis of 9 months of messages reportedly found that the top 3 most active members performed the following roles. greeting new members first, responding to unanswered questions, suggesting new topics, asking follow-up questions. To keep conversations going, naturally communicating the community's atmosphere and practices, they play a role similar to a service's power users. However, people who send many messages should not immediately be considered healthy core members. It is also necessary to assess whether they help others participate, avoid monopolizing conversations, and respect the rules. Core members may burn out if they remain responsible for welcoming others and answering questions. Mechanisms are needed to distribute the burden and recognize contributions, such as rotating welcome duties, granting authority to lead study groups, offering the option to take breaks, and giving public thanks. Changes to the sign-up process and inactive member management, switching from immediate entry to a simple application process initially. Anyone could enter the Kakao Talk open chat room simply by clicking a link. Access was easy, but this also resulted in members with low interest and rapid departures. A later application process containing a minimal set of questions was introduced to confirm each person's purpose for participating. Rather than making sign-up questions lengthy, it is better to request only information that will actually be used in operations. What topics are you interested in? What do you hope to gain from the community? What experiences can you share with other members? Do you agree to the basic rules and privacy notice? Neither the principle that lower entry barriers are always better nor the principle that higher barriers always produce better members is absolute. The appropriate level should be identified by comparing application completion rates with post-enrollment participation rates. Removing inactive members, the operator gave advance notice to members who had been inactive for an extended period and removed accounts that did not respond. It was reported that this increased the activity rate of the remaining members and the community's density, but the extent of the improvement cannot be confirmed because before and after figures were not disclosed. It is safer to remove inactive members only after clarifying the following conditions: disclose the definition of activity and the review period in advance. Explain whether read-only participation is permitted. Provide an opportunity for members to indicate their wishes before removal. Consider temporary personal circumstances involving health, work, caregiving, and other matters. Explain the process for rejoining after departure. The goal is not to reduce the numbers arbitrarily, but to create a participation structure suited to the community's current purpose. Signals of a transition to a self-sustaining community, an important turning point, was the creation of English, lettering, Japanese, and marketing study groups proposed by members rather than planned by the operator. The operator supported the space and recruitment, while members handled the actual planning and facilitation. The following phenomena may signal growing self-sustainability. Members initiate questions and propose events. Questions receive answers even without the operator. Members exchange knowledge, feedback, and opportunities with one another. Small group activities recur rather than ending after a single session. Existing members help new members adapt. Problems are resolved according to shared rules. Self-sustainability is not the same as having no management. The operator must maintain safety rules, reporting procedures, privacy protection, and standards governing advertising and conflicts of interest. Validating MVP demand through the community in this case. The community was also used as an early user research space to assess the idea for a paid challenge. The idea was shared, specific feedback was collected, and the program was revised before launch. The advantage of community feedback is that it is rich in context and allows follow-up questions. However, it also has the following biases. Many participants already have a favorable view of the creator. The vocal minority may not represent overall demand. Interest in a free offering may differ from actual willingness to pay. Negative opinions may be less common in public conversations. Accordingly, MVP validation should progressively confirm actions rather than statements. Validation stage signal to confirm problem validation. Does the same problem recur among multiple people? Solution feedback are specific suggestions for revision offered. Willingness to participate. Do people ask about the schedule, conditions, and required materials? Willingness to act. Do people actually sign up for a wait list or test? Willingness to pay. Does willingness to purchase or reserve remain after the price is disclosed? Ongoing value. Do repeat use, recommendations, or follow-up activities occur after participation? To reduce selection bias, research should not be limited to community members. It should also include inactive members, people who left, and prospective customers outside the community. Key metrics for community operators to track. It is difficult to assess community health using only member and message counts. Depending on the purpose, the following metrics can also be recorded. Metric calculation or observation method, meaning sign-up conversion rate, completed sign-ups divided by visitors to the information link suitability of the sign-up process first action rate. New members who took a first action divided by new sign-ups onboarding effectiveness period activity rate members who acted. During the period divided by all eligible members current breadth of participation reparticipation rate members who participated during at least two periods divided by participants in the previous period level of repeated participation member-to-member response rate questions answered by members divided by all answered questions independence from the operator response time median time from a question to the first valid answer speed of receiving help participation concentration, share of messages from the most active participants risk of dependence on a small group, number of member-led activities, number of activities proposed and operated by members' self-sustainability reasons for leaving categories identified through departure surveys or interviews clues for structural improvement even when message volume is high. Satisfaction may be low if there is extensive small talk, duplicate notifications, or domination by the operator. Quantitative metrics should be supplemented with short interviews, anonymous surveys, and reviews of reasons for leaving. Privacy principles for analyzing message data. Community conversations may contain information about participants' relationships, interests, schedules, or personal concerns. The following principles are necessary when using them for operational analysis. Inform members of the purpose of collection and scope of analysis. Remove names, contact details, and account identifiers that are unnecessary for the analysis. Do not use private messages as public examples without consent. Limit access to original messages and set a retention period. Before entering conversations into external AI tools, review the relevant services' data processing terms. Present public findings in aggregate units that do not allow individuals to be identified. The platform's terms of service and applicable privacy regulations must also be reviewed separately. The convenience of community analysis cannot take precedence over members' privacy and trust. Operating principles derived from the 9-month case, start small a community can be tested without a large follower base. Rather than gathering hundreds of people from the outset, securing 10 people who repeatedly converse and help one another makes it easier to learn how the operating structure works. Assume iterative improvement rather than a finished design. Sign-up conditions, channel structure, roles, and inactivity criteria should be adjusted based on actual behavioral data. Explaining the reason for a change and its implementation date, then reviewing the results after a set period, can reduce arbitrary management. The operator is a designer of participation structures, not a producer of conversations. Instead of answering every question first, the operator should give members time to respond. It is necessary to connect people with similar interests and give members the authority to execute activities they propose. Examine the distribution of relationships rather than the total number of people in addition to member count. Assess how many people initiate conversations, whether different people provide answers, and whether core members are becoming exhausted. A healthy community has multiple connections rather than a single star operator. A 30-day review plan for implementation week 1. Define the community's target audience, value provided, and permitted and prohibited behaviors in one sentence each. Week 2. Document the journey from joining to the first introduction, first answer, and return visit. Then identify drop-off points. Week 3. Identify core members who help others and discuss their roles and burdens. Week 4. Compare the operator's message share, member-to-member responses, and member-led activities. End of the month. Decide which experiments to continue and which to stop, then explain the changes to members. The key lesson from this case is that gathering many people and helping people build relationships with one another are different tasks. Community growth should be judged not only by a graph of member numbers, but also by whether questions, answers, and collaboration continue even when the operator temporarily steps back.